Report: Some LGBTQ+ people stockpile trans drugs, make plans to move after Trump win. By Catherine Hamilton on December 9, 2024. Some LGBTQ+ people told the left-leaning Washington Post that they are stockpiling transgender drugs or are making plans to move after Donald Trump won the 2024 presidential election. President-elect Trump has vowed to reverse course on the Biden administration's embrace of gender ideology and has promised to protect women's sports and spaces, and to protect children from mutilating sex change drugs and procedures. Many of his cabinet selections have a history of supporting the biological reality of two sexes, and with control of the House and Senate, Republicans have expressed plans to do the same. Zoe I. Montgomery, 25, a man who believes he is a woman, told the outlet he has been stockpiling transgender drugs since September and also has an emergency plan to leave his home in Washington state for Canada if somehow he is unable to get a hold of his drugs. His exit plan includes a kayak. It should be noted that most laws regarding sex change drugs and procedures are aimed at protecting children and do not outright ban procedures for adults. Republicans have typically been supportive of blocking taxpayer funding for sex changes. I would hate to leave home, said Montgomery, who works as a school custodian. But it makes me less anxious to have an exit plan in place. Other people who identify as LGBTQ+ plan to move from conservative states to blue states, and many have already done so under the Biden administration, according to the report. A small nonprofit called the Transcontinental Pipeline told the publication that they have been helping people move to transgender-friendly Colorado since last year. While the group said it typically works with around 15 people a month, the group was reportedly contacted by 350 people in the week after the election. They don't want to leave, said Kira Richards, the group's executive director. But they just feel like they don't have a choice. Jake Nichols, a gay 18-year-old from Missouri, told the publication he plans to move to California when he graduates high school. He reportedly withdrew his acceptance from a university in Missouri since Trump won the election. The Trevor Project, which actively promotes sex changes for minors, told the publication it saw a nearly 700% increase in calls, texts, and chat messages to its crisis center the day after the election, compared to weeks prior. Besides those interviewed by the Post, many left-leaning celebrities have left the United States in response to Trump's win, including comedian Ellen DeGeneres and actress Eva Longoria. Other liberals, distressed by Trump's election victory, have been stockpiling abortion pills, getting sterilized, and even swearing off sex altogether. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.